listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Midwestern Gascoigne local news. Here's what's making news Tuesday, March 21. The three-year-old boy who was involved in a horror crash in Geraldton last week is on the road to recovery. The little boy was allegedly hit by a driver whilst he was sitting on a verge, dragging him under the vehicle for metres. His condition has been downgraded to serious, while detectives continue to investigate the incident. Power outages in parts of the Midwest are devastating, according to the local Chamber of Commerce. More than 20,000 homes and businesses were left without electricity on two separate occasions last week in Geraldton. Chief Executive of the Midwest Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Joanne Fabling, says some areas are even taking measures into their own hands.
We have some people that are having to resort to buying generators just to continue their business operations. And this is an extra cost. And we say, well, why does it need to cost more to do business in the Midwest and in the regions?
Meantime, a business has been left to pick up the pieces after they were targeted during the blackouts. Burglars stole $6,000 worth of property from Geraldton Bikes and Boards during the 12-hour outages on Friday. Police are calling on businesses with CCTV to come forward. A major upgrade for Exmouth Town Beach as the region prepares for the total solar eclipse next month. The beach getting an upgrade as part of the state government's $22 million commitment to help the region cope with an influx of visitors. Tens of thousands of people are expected to descend on the Gascoigne town and other parts of the region. In local sport, with footy season right around the corner, the Great Northern Football League is on the hunt for umpires. It needs more field, boundary and goal umpires. Get your expression of interest in by March 27. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.